SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Die menings wat tydens promosiegesprekke op SFM streek radio gedeel word, is die van die gaste en die besighede wat hulle verteenwoordig en weerspieël nie noodwendig SFM streek radio se sienings nie. Die inhoud is vir promosiedoeleindes en vorm nie professionele advies nie. SFM streek radio voldoen aan Suid-Afrika se advertensieregulasies en verseker deursigtigheid en eerlikheid in promosie-inhoud. SFM streek radio onderskryf egter nie enige produkte of dienste wat genoem word nie. Luisteraars moet die inligting onafhanklik verifieer en professionele advies inwin voordat besluite geneem word. SFM streek radio is nie verantwoordelik vir enige besluite wat op grond van hierdie gesprekke geneem word nie.
Net vir ons oorskakel, of sal ek sê oorgee aan Fred Orban vir Christot Kruin vir hierdie week, is daar net twee sake wat vir ons na in die hart lê wat ons graag onder luisteraars se aandag wil bring. Saprek, hulle kan het nie sonder jou doen nie. Saprek en Mosselbaai red en verzorg beseerde seevoels en pikkewyne en gee hulle weer kans om vry in die natuur te leef. Maar Saprek kan het nie alleen doen nie, hulle het jou hulp nodig. Jy kan bydra deur te skenk, jou tyd te gee as 'n vrywilliger of bloot die woord te versprei sodat meer mense betrokke raak. Help hulle om meer vlerke te red. Kontak Carol Walton op 082-364-3382 en bespreek 'n besoek aan Saprek Mosselbaai en volg hulle ook op Instagram by @saprek_mb. Dis nou MB vir Mosselbaai. So dis @saprek_ is hy streepie onder op die lyn MB. Saprek, want saam gee ons lewe terug aan hierdie seevoels. En dan die tweede ene, die Garden Route Roofvoel Rehabilitasiesentrum het 'n groot uitdaging om die roofvoels dageliks met rooi vleis te voer. Hulle het 'n enorme behoefte aan rooi vleis sodat hierdie diere sterk en gesond kan bly. En hul voorraad raak natuurlik vinnig min. Nou SFM doen 'n beroep op boere, wildsplase of slagters in die streek. As jy kan help met rooi vleis, maak groot asseblief kontak. Elke skenking maak jy verskil tussen honger en oorlewing vir hierdie pragtige voëls. As 'n gemeenskap lid kan jy ook bydra. Byvoorbeeld sê jy vleis vrieskas skoonmaak en al die jarelange ou gevriesde vleis uithaal en dalk wil weggooi of skenk. Skenk dit aan die Garden Route Roofvoel Rehabilitasiesentrum, want hulle het dit bitter nodig. So, as jy kan bydra of iemand ken wat kan help, kontak die Roofvoel Rehabilitasiesentrum asseblief by 069-357-3825. Saam kan ons seker maak hierdie voels bly veilig, gesond en deel van ons natuur.
Sandpiper Cottages in Bochumsbaai ondersteun Christot Kruin, want ons gee om vir die omgewing.
Goeiemôre, Fred Orban hier. We are here in this beautiful studio overlooking this beautiful harbour, the beautiful bay on a beautiful late winter's day. And I'm a poet and I don't know it. This morning we have Esther Jacobs with us, and Esther is famously known in Mosselbaai and in many parts of the world as the lady that cares for sharks. Good morning, Esther.
Goeiemôre, Fred.
Oh, we've got the Scottish Afrikaans accent. Thank you very much. Last week we spoke to Donna Bay and to Leon Rousseau of the Donna Bay Conservancy and also Leon Rousseau of WCIN, and we spoke about traps and snares and that sort of stuff. Today we've got this very sensitive subject again. We are going to have a discussion about sharks, the current situation of sharks and also the future for sharks. And are they important? If so, let us do something about it. Esther, can I ask you to just give us a brief of what we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, sharks, definitely. I mean, obviously, sharks are really important for Mosselbaai in terms of ecotourism, for sure, but for the world in general. Sharks have their place in the ocean, yet we are killing 100 million sharks every single year.
You said sharks have got a place in the ocean. There are many people that go to the beach and say, no, we don't want sharks because sharks kill people. Can you give us a little bit of that statistics and the...
You know what? If you are in the ocean and don't see any sharks, if you're at the reef and don't see sharks, that's when you should be more afraid, because it means that there's something quite wrong with the ecosystem there. You know, sharks are a sign of a very healthy ecosystem. So sharks are there to serve, especially the apex predators like white sharks, bull sharks, tiger sharks. They're there to serve. Take out the weak and the sick species from the ocean. So they keep our oceans clean. They keep that ocean balance in check, and they keep the ocean just healthy in general.
People don't really understand that. And today we're going to speak to Esther, and Esther's going to tell us about the threats that are there out there that is trying to get and wipe sharks out in our oceans. We're going to have a little bit of music, and then we are going to hit hard on the people and the instances that do not want to listen.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/SFM-streek.
Esther, South Africa is well known for its sharks and its white sharks, and it's a huge income producer, but we'll speak about that later in the program. But let us start off with shark nets, drum lines, KZN, sharks board, and so on. What is the value of, the threat that happens in KZN, for instance, with the drum lines and shark nets? Can you give us a little bit of background there? Because people consider shark nets as safe. Once it's a shark net, you're safe.
So in the 1950s, they implemented shark nets along the KZN coastline in the guise of bather protection. But shark nets have been found to let sharks in, because shark nets do not hit the bottom. So the sharks come under the shark net, and many of them are caught on the way back out, alongside very critically endangered animals, alongside like Indo-Pacific humpback dolphins, critically endangered, hawksbill turtles, critically endangered, birds, and non sort of target species of sharks as well. A lot of them are caught on the way back out. So they've been in there swimming amongst all the bathers, minding their own business, not touching anyone, because humans are not on even the big sharks menu, and then caught on the way out. So how does that offer protection of any kind?
It's window dressing protection.
Exactly. And then they introduced drum lines. Now, drum lines are a like floating drum with a large baited hook with a bloody piece of meat on it to attract the big sharks. But that's attracting the big sharks. To me, it makes zero sense.
So those drum lines are set among bathers or near bathing areas.
Yes.
And they are baited. So they actually draw sharks.
They're drawing sharks, exactly. Again, they make zero sense. And then, obviously, anything hooked on there is on there for a long time before it's released. They're supposed to be maintained and checked by KZN Sharks Board. I'm not entirely sure how often it happens, but there are a lot of animals killed in it. I mean, just recently, luckily we have the data to back it up. So there was a project here with, I don't know if you know, shark researchers, Alison Cock and Alison Towner. So they tagged 8 sharks here in Mossel Bay. And just a few weeks later, one of them was caught and killed on a drum line in KZN off Margate.
And are great whites at a threat?
So, do you know, the data shows that 59 people have been killed by white sharks worldwide since the data began, and the data stems back to the 1500s. 59 people. But guess what? You know that 72 people are murdered every day in South Africa.
And 59 people have proven to be caught by sharks or killed by sharks in the past few hundred years.
Exactly. And as far as we know, they were bitten, not eaten, by white sharks.
So let us consider sharks as an asset to us. And Esther is going to explain after this why it is an asset to us.
Jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed voel dag. SFM.
That's lekker music to dance by. Let's dance around sharks. Esther, why, and tell people that are listening now so they can also tell their friends, why are sharks beneficial to humans, to us as people, as citizens of this country and worldwide, citizens of all countries, as and also why is it beneficial for the ocean?
So, as I said, sharks keep the ocean healthy. And without healthy oceans, we are going to have a seriously sick planet. So,
just one second, sorry. What does healthy ocean mean? That there's no rubbish floating around or...
Well, they don't really deal with the plastic pollution. That's a whole different ballgame. But they do keep the ocean in check. So they keep the maintain the balance. So, for instance, here in Mossel Bay, we have a large population of seals. Mm. The white sharks, when they're here, will come and keep that population in check. Because if the seals boom, then they're going to take out, obviously, the fish species that they're targeting.
Correct.
And then those fish species that have declined mean that whatever it is that they usually feed on will boom.
Yeah.
And it's this whole big tropic cascade and creates a cycle of biodiversity blooms and demises that are obviously going to create a sort of very unhealthy ecosystem. So sharks keep it all very balanced, and we need our ocean in balance and healthy because it produces more oxygen than the rainforests combined.
Well, the planet is covered by 72% ocean.
Exactly. So we need a healthy ocean.
Well, it's very important what you said now, and that is that let's just take Mossel Bay for air. If there were not great white sharks and other sharks here, there would be an oversupply of seals because there are enough fish stocks here.
Yeah.
But now, when there's an oversupply of seals, then the seals will reduce the numbers of fish that there are. So if you kill a shark, it's going to be more seals, and more seals are going to eat more fish and less for the people. That's
exactly.
Is that right?
Bringing
that's
it back
it
to the people, yeah. And then just to like really hone in on the value of sharks, they did an independent study on what a white shark is worth.
Mm.
And a white shark in its lifetime is worth 10.2 million to ecotourism. 10.2 million, one white shark. Now, Sharks Board, KZN Sharks Board, have confirmed kills of 1,058 great white sharks. Do you know that? If you put that in value terms as well, that's 10.6 billion lost to the South African economy.
Think about it carefully, people, because that's how balance works. You have to balance things out. And if we want more income in our areas, we must leave our sharks alone, because that in itself draws a couple of billion rand a year.
Exactly.
And it's proven in the Western Cape as well, especially the Cape Coast.
Exactly.
How much it adds to the value.
I don't like putting a value on my favorite shark. I don't. But when you look at the bigger picture, not everybody likes sharks. Not everybody certainly loves them as much as I do. But you need them. You need them for a healthy ocean, but we also need them for our economy. And that's why we built this coalition to approach Minister George to discuss a change and to remove the shark nets and drum lines.
We are going to discuss this in our last insert this morning. Give us a little more information about oceans research and also about the Legacy Foundation and Minister George.
SFM, maak elke dag een goed voel dag.
We are ending our program this morning with Esther Jacobs of the Shark Lady, the Shark Lover, and also the Shark Promoter. You have a coalition that you formed, and you represent, just give us a little bit of the background, who you represent, what you do, and the coalition that you are forming.
So I'm project director for an NPO called Earth Legacy Foundation, and we've joined forces with the Last Shark documentary to campaign against shark nets and drum lines in KZN. So now we've got this coalition. So we've had over 50 organisations joining the coalition so far, mostly from up and down the South African coastline, all over, from like all the way from the West Coast to KZN, but also some internationals. We've got some big names. We've got some municipalities on there. So we really are building an really immense and important coalition to show that there are so many people that support removing the shark nets and drum lines and moving over to non-lethal alternatives.
I suppose longline sharking, longliners as well. to counter that also?
That's a whole different campaign, though. Okay. We're just targeting shark nets and drum lines. That's something we can actually like do something about right now. So we can remove the shark nets and drum lines, and we can replace it with non-lethal alternatives. Some of the alternatives have been developed right here in South Africa. KZN Sharks Board themselves have tested an electronic barrier here in Mossel Bay, and it was 100% effective. And then you think have things like drone surveys and shark spotters and lots of alternatives that could be implemented very quickly if it got the approval from DFFE.
And you have a support, ministerial support?
Not yet. That's the whole point of the coalition. We're going to approach Minister George with the coalition, with what we're suggesting, so that we can hopefully make a move to start removing these lethal, and I'm talking about lethal to all different types of marine life, these nets and drum lines, and moving over to non-lethal alternatives that will still make bathers feel protected, yet they're not going to end up killing sort of bycatch and sharks.
And you're also going to work with local authorities, because it's very important that local authorities join this coalition as well.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Well, Esther, thank you very much for the little bit of information we got. We have a lot more information that we can give to you. From time to time, we are going to keep in touch. Can you tell people and give them a contact number or something?
Yes, if you can please go visit our website, which is www.earthlegacyfoundation.org, and look up our campaign. From there, you can go and sign our petition. You can use the letter that I've created a template for to send Minister George an email yourself, or you can just email me and let me know that you are a business and wants to join the coalition and show your support for this campaign.
If we can do that, people, please join, because the health of our ocean also means the health of our humans. It's very important that we keep this balance. And thank you for your dedication all the way from Scotland. And you've been here about 14 or 15 years?
Almost 15, yeah.
From banking to to shark
conservation, promotions. Yes.
Goodbye, Esther, and thanks a lot, and we'll speak to you again sometime.
Thank you so much, Fred.
Kom spandeer 'n paar dae hier tussen die alwyne, melkoute, noemnooms en kapokbos. Net 'n paar tree van een van die mooiste en veiligste strande in die tuinroete. Die Ekohuisies bied eenvoudige luksheid, ideaal vir paartjies en klein gesinne. Geniet 'n braai by die kaggels of onder die laapas, nes in die ou dae. Net 30 km van Mosselbaai, Diskant Vleesbaai en naby Fransmanshoek. Tennis, sauna en muurbal, dis by die Sandpiper Sportcentrum. Besoek www.sandpiper.co.za of WhatsApp ons by 082-550-4788. Sandpiper, natuurlik betowerend.
Besigheidseienaars, is jy moeg om te wonder of jou sosiale media plasings ooit gesien word? Met ingewikkelde algoritmes wat bepaal wie jou advertenties sien, kan dit voel soos 'n dobbelspel. Stop die raaiwerk. Radio bied jou 'n gewaarborgde verbinding met jou gemeenskap. Radio advertensies is regstreeks en jou boodskap bereik regte mense in werklike tyd hier in jou onmiddellike omgewing waar hulle leef, werk en koop. But wait, that's not all. Radio advertensies verdwyn nie.
Jou boodskap word herhaaldelik gehoor, wat jou handelsmerk elke keer versterk.
Dis soos om elke dag met jou potensiële kliënte te gesels. En onthou, al is die radio sein gratis vir almal om te ontvang, is dit nie vir ons gratis om dit op die lig te bring nie. Radio advertensies is 'n belegging wat jou regstreekse toegang gee tot jou gemeenskap. Kontak SFM by 044-272-5000 of via die webblad sfm-.com en begin met 'n advertensieplan wat vir jou besigheid werk.